We're here at the Biofuel Summit at the Farm Progress Show. Got to talk to you at the Indiana State Fair too, but tell me a little bit about how it's going and how it was having the summit.
We've had a great opportunity here to get with producers and agribusiness, agri-industry, and to be at the Farm Progress Show, the showcase of the world, really, in the agricultural industry. So it's great to be here with other legislators as well, so that we can carry the message back to Congress. And we serve on various committees, like I'm on the Agriculture Committee and the ranking member on the BHR subcommittee of that committee. So we're really interested in agriculture. We understand the importance of agriculture to the rural communities, but also to our nation and to other countries, because we export so many of our products.
And what are some of the things that you heard today that you'll take away and, you know, make note of?
Well, we really focused on the biofuels and the energy aspects from agriculture today, the ethanol, and so that was what this roundtable was regarding. And so I think we heard that very well. It's pretty consistent with what we think, because we talk to these people periodically. But the idea of the state taxes and that area also was important in terms of passing these farms on to next generation. And we should remember that small businesses are an ally, really, in that process, because they're affected by those estate taxes and so on.
What's next? What's top of mind for you?
Well, absolutely. You know, a very good question. And the reason I say that is because we mentioned the Farm Bill coming up in 2023. Most of us think we got so many things. We just come out of a pandemic. We're trying to resolve all those issues. And so I think it's easy to not stay current with trying to do that 2023 Farm Bill. But in reality, if we don't get started now, and I think it's our responsibility as legislators to kind of start that process, because you have the timeline. I mean, you got to get the ideas, then you got to find the resolution, then you got to get the legislation. The next thing you know is December 2023, and we're under the gun. And I don't like doing something as important as the Farm Bill under the gun. I'd like to make sure we've got a very precision process for doing it.
Anything else you'd like to add in and make sure we talk about?
Well, God bless America and God bless agriculture. And I really appreciate them mentioning our fallen heroes in Afghanistan.